Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
You're on your way out of that cold. How cold is it over where you are? And you're on your way back to Hawaii, so I'm sure you're just chomping at the bit, huh?
Yeah, I can't complain because you're on the East Coast, and I know much of the East Coast is, you know,
really bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We get down to about 25, 30, you know?
Oh, wow. That's like summer right now here. Yeah. You might even be able to wear a T-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. God, it was like 6 and minus degrees. Oh, boy. And some places in the country were really, really, really rough.
Somebody said Chicago had 40 below. 40 below in Chicago?
Oh, I heard with winds and everything. Oh, my gosh. It's been really, really, really bad. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really – today we're going to be talking about solar energy and generators and how it makes sense to get these wherever you live, if you own your house or if you're a landlord, you know, especially and it ties right in with the weather and these patterns and all the stuff that's going on. And, you know, one of my friends mentioned the other day that the only place they heard in the country that was warm was Hawaii. Yeah, I think he's in Florida, got some cold weather.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Well, I love it when my Maui friends post on Facebook that it's, you know, it's raining in Kihei, so poor babies, you know. It's just funny to see them complaining on Facebook.
It's raining and a little windy, but, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I don't think they have any idea. You know, and I'm going to be more sensitive when I'm back over there about posting pics on Facebook, because I think after a while, it kind of just ticks people off that they keep posting the rainbows.
It's okay. You know, like they can move there too if they want. It's okay.
Yeah,
but nobody ever thinks, well, we're on the islands. No one ever thinks we're working anyhow, right? They don't believe it. And people can rub it in. But that's okay. That's all right. It's, you know.
Whatever.
It is. It's all good. It's all good. So, hey, I want to mention, though, about congratulations on doing the KK Kids, and the Pono Radio.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's really taken off beautifully. And
I know you put
a lot of work into it.
Look what you started.
Oh, you're so nice. You're so nice. No. I'm not taking any credit for that. So I heard you were doing like a radiothon, huh? Tell us what the KidStar, how KidStar ties in with KK, because I'm just not sure.
And
how that works.
And we were hoping, one of the guys I was trying to get on today is Perry DeMone, who is the founder of KidStar. But he's been, like all of us, you know, he's got his battles. He's been battling leukemia this year. And, and in and out of the hospital all year. So, you know, pray for Perry DeMone. But whenever he gets to talk about KidStar, he gets all excited. So, we were hoping to get him on today, but maybe in the near future when he gets a little better. But KidStar, a radio network, you can go to kidstar.org and check it out. And they've been doing, for 27 years, they've been giving children a voice and connecting them globally via this amazing thing. And with the Internet, of course, it makes it truly a global network because, obviously, you know, wherever there's Internet connection, folks can listen. And so Keiki is Hawaiian, as you know, for kids. And so Keiki Radio is the Hawaiian office of Kidstar Radio Network, and we'll be I'm actually right now working on the radio station and getting it ready to go live, and it's going to be very cool. It's going to be a mix of music and kids programming, so we'll get kids
wow.
and kids doing all of it. So there's no adults on there. That's the whole point.
That's
it's
fantastic.
Radio for kids by kids. Yeah. And they have
wow.
nationwide, for instance, one young man really loves politics, and he's 14, and he's a member of the White House Press Corps now.
Wow.
Another gal
that's
is 14.
So amazing.
Yeah, and she's just been won the outstanding Miss Arizona Outstanding Teen Contest, and very articulate. Her name is Maddie Rose, and she just broadcast her 100th show on Kidstar Network. So it's a very cool organization, and I'm really, really excited about tying it in with Pono Radio in Hawaii. It'll be fun. It'll be very, very cool.
Wow. I'm looking
yeah.
forward to
so
it.
We did,
yeah, that sounds really great.
A little fundraiser. If people want to hear about it and some of the interviews with the kids, they can actually on our website here, blogtalkradio.com/RealtyUniversal, there is Natalie graciously allowed us to use her channel for 2 hours of the broadcast. And we kind of
have the radios on. That's cool.
Yeah. So you can
yeah.
listen. It's archived right here at blogtalkradio.com.
Fantastic. /RealtyUniversal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. And, you know, when the kids get started and see how beautifully they can take things and move forward and make changes, it's just a lasting thing, lasting for the rest of their lives. And I think it's so awesome. And if anybody's listening
yeah.
that has children, they may want to get involved. Your kids may want to get involved.
Absolutely.
Get into this.
See, yep.
it's really, really
yep.
interesting.
Kidstar.org. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Very
okay,
cool.
So since it's freezing over here on the East Coast, and I will be back by the end of the month, thank God.
Yes.
I had a little detour with breaking my leg and my ankle and surgery. And, boy, is it humbling when things happen to you that aren't in your day-to-day life and you start to go, wow, this is really different. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I mean, because I incrementally, what I do is I think about how I was doing last week and then the week before. And so when I compare it, I'm doing well. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like,
because
it was like for five weeks, it was really hard. It was one thing I do have empathy, and I realize now you see people with broken legs and limbs and think, okay, that's just the only part of their body that's affected. But no, the whole body gets affected when you have a trauma like that. And yeah, and then you see people that are permanently disabled for life, and I'll tell you, it's just a lot of empathy, you know, when you realize what we just take for granted that we could do. So I'm doing fine, but I can't walk yet, but I'm doing fine. I can't walk yet, but but thank God for lots of support and lots of friends, and otherwise I couldn't do it. So, but. Meanwhile, we're going to go into, because we don't want to actually, we were going to have a speaker, and we'll bring one in not in too far in the future to discuss the solar panels. He's also into green energy. He's actually located in Hawaii. Alika Ferrara. Yeah, I want to do that. And then we'll, you know, of course, when we're bringing in a speaker, we'll promote what they're doing, et cetera. But I think what we like to do, and I like to go in, and we like to give people food for thought. We only have 30 minutes to do this until we get in our second half. So, there's a lot of information you need to get on your own or Google or contact us. But we want to do it always because it's important, because sometimes people don't realize how easy it is to do some of these things that we put out there to you, right? And so we want to keep it simple. So today I'm going to go over some tidbits about solar panels and the generators. And just to give you an overview, but why they're needed. It doesn't matter if you're here on the East Coast right now freezing or you're over in Hawaii and it's beautiful. The solar panels because generators, think about this. Generators you could get for about $2,000, okay, a whole house generator. Now, you know, there are ways to lease these things if you can't buy outright. You know, think about all the right now if people are running out of heat and there's nothing they can do and they don't have a stove or fireplace, popping up that generator could sure be life-saving, you know. And we're going to get more and more of that. And even in the islands, the generators have their place because, you know, things can go up. So solar panels actually work, of course, off of the sun and the energy, but if it's really dark and cloudy out, it may not work, but if you've had things backed up, it can still work. So there's a lot to learn about them. But you can get solar panels. I mean, we're talking anywhere from a couple hundred dollars up to $5,000 and more. There's ways to lease it through the companies. And also a lot of the local and then federal, there's local credits you can get and federal credits you can get. So there's a lot of incentives and rebates, and it's really something to look into if you haven't looked into it yet with your home. People think, well, gosh, I already have the roof on my house. How am I going to do this? You know, it can be done, and it can be installed with kind of like skylights if you're thinking about when they kind of cut it out and do this. You'll, of course, want everything installed professionally, but with the weather patterns and the changes we're having, and they're saying on the average, now because, of course, this depends on the size of your house, what you're doing, et cetera, you can save over $7,000 over 5 years in your utility bills, which is good, and I'm sure it can be a lot more if you have a larger house. Also, what some of the utility companies are allowing you to do is called net metering. Have you ever heard of net metering?
Yeah.
Okay, because I hadn't really heard of it, and it's kind of like a net metering. You kind of get credit. So say the solar powers, if you're doing this in reference to solar powers, if you're getting, say you're not using up all the, it's beautiful and sunny and all the solar power is coming through and you're not using it up, you can get credits for that to use later towards your bill and towards what you're doing. So it's just a way that, it's really cool. I mean, it's really, this is moving forward with our green world and being much more natural and productive and getting away from the old oil and gas and things that we've been doing for years that do kind of pollute our environment, you know. Plus, so I just wanted to go over that today just for people to look at. You know, again, don't think, well, I can't afford it. Check into it because there's leasing, there's renting, there's, there's just all kinds of situations that you can do with it. So,
you know, I've heard, you know, and I hear these commercials all the time for solar, you know, going solar, and, you know, some athlete or local celebrity will come on and say, you know, I don't pay anything for my electric, you know.
Yeah.
And it sounds awesome, but then, you know, I've talked to some of the folks, and it does take a while, right? So, I mean, I think initially, like you said, there are grants and there are all kinds of ways to get in it pretty easily. And I think fairly quickly it decreases your bill, but it takes a while to, because of the actual cost, right? It's pretty expensive. It takes a while.
No,
to
that's
get to
what
the
I'm
place
saying. It's not. Hand. That's why I'm saying it's really not expensive. If you get into some of these programs they offer you, that it's not that expensive.
Okay.
That's what I'm putting out there. Yeah, because there's ways to do. Oh yeah, that you're going to get your money back. So that's what I, because they're really. Between the credits and the net metering, and there's incentives, there's state credits, federal credits. Yeah, so that's why it's really worth it to look at it, I think. Not just that. I mean, you still have your electricity. The idea is not replacing it fully unless you're off-grid, you know, and you're on a large parcel property. Like, the Big Island would be great to do it because you're not going to have to worry about the cold as much. But this is just amazing what this is. And it's they're getting better and better. Photovoltaics, right? They were almost exclusively used in space, powering satellites, you know, and now they're being used more and more like this. It's amazing. I mean, it's just that eventually we'll probably won't use electricity at all. I mean, we'll eventually just use it all from the sun, you know? But they just have to get better. But no, I think it's definitely something to look at. Well, I'll tell you, for an example, I mean, the utility bills, I don't know, I mean, in Hawaii, ours aren't as high, but in Maryland, for example, I mean, it's nothing to have a $300 a month utility bill, you know, even if, or $400, $500, it depends how big your house is, $600. So, you know, just say you have, and the good thing is, even having the solar for backup and the generators for backup, because it's just peace of mind, you know, we're seeing more and more in the government and the economy and everything, that when these big tragic disasters happen, you better be prepared,
yeah.
right? We're really learning that, hey, have your water stocked up, have your wood stocked up, have, well, some people are saying ammunition, but we won't go there, but anyhow, have many things stocked up. But I think if you have the solar and you have the generators, you know, it's really worth looking at, because, and I'm glad you mentioned that it's so expensive, because most people probably think it really is too expensive, and it's not. And
okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. I think it's you know,
what?
And you can tie things in. There's so many companies doing this now. And then you can even tie it in maybe with a package with a generator or something to that effect. So let's see.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
cool.
Well, anybody, let's see. I've got this little quiz thing I kind of wanted to do.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so do you know, okay, let's, if anyone wants to call in and do this, we'll just try to do it. Let's see. How does it actually turn the light into, how do solar cells turn light into energy? Is it electromagnets, semiconductors, or superconductors?
Electromagnets,
semiconductors, or superconductors.
Or superconductors.
Let's see. Superconductors, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, semiconductors. It says when light hits a solar cell, semiconductors such as silicon absorb the light and eventually transfer it into electrical current. Silicon, well, you know what? We'll go through and read these because it's not fair to mess ourselves up. No, I'm just kidding. Silicon works as a semiconductor because, okay, it says added impurities allow electrons to move freely. It's molecular structure is a lot like that of copper. It forms conductive crystals. So silicon works as a semiconductor because does it add impurities, allows electrons to move freely. Its molecular structure is a lot like that of copper. It forms conductive crystals. I think, number one, it allows impurities to allow electrons to move freely, but that's probably wrong. But let's see.
Man, I am not a scientist. This
that
is
was
out
right.
Of my,
in its order, that was right, but that was only a guess. But anyhow, at least you were hearing these things. In its ordinary crystalline form, silicon is not a good conductor because none of its electrons can move freely. But if you add tiny amounts of impurities, electrons can move quickly in a tiny current. I got it right. But that doesn't mean.
Wow.
I'm just going through these. Let's see.
That's
a, the phosphorus. No, I'm just guessing, though. The phosphorus in the solar cell semiconductor provides free electrons, bonds with unpaired electrons, or stabilizes the silicon matrix. Science wasn't my favorite thing, but I'm okay. So let's see. The phosphorus in the solar cells. I mean, but anyone listening now, you guys can learn about this too, and I do please check this out to get yourself, you know, think into this. Think into it like when you're going and you're looking at homes or you're looking at costs. This is really, and a lot of the new homes are building in the solar panels, the green, the backups. Okay, let's see. The phosphorus in a solar cell semiconductor provides free electrons, bonds with unpaired electrons, or stabilizes the silicon matrix. And we're just going to throw up a quarter here. Let's see, phosphorus and solar cell.
Yeah.
Anyhow, okay, so let's see with this. I'm going to guess solar cell or semiconductor provides. Well, I think the phosphorus, I don't think it provides, I think that probably bonds, but I don't know. It was right, it bonds.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Phosphorus has 5 electrons in an outer shell. Silicon has 4. An atom of phosphorus will bond with silicon, leaving 1 unpaired electron. Phosphorus-laced silicon is called the N-type silicon because it carries a negative charge. Well, anyhow, we're not going to go through all of these because of timing. Let's do one more. The boron in the solar cell semiconductors produces extra electrons, repels electrons, or attracts electrons. Oh. What do you think boron in a solar cell semiconductor? I'm going to say attracts, but I have no idea, so that's probably wrong.
Yeah, I think the law of attraction.
It's right. It's right. I got it right.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
You can
it's
never
just
go
too
wrong
funny.
With attraction.
Boron has 3 electrons in its outer shell. The silicon's 4. I'm going to go back to school now. So when boron bonds with silicon, there's room for these unpaired electrons coming from N-type silicon's phosphorus. Boron-laced silicon is P-type or positive silicon. So just think, I mean, the stuff we're talking about, though, like, this is natural. This is stuff that, you know, it's there. It's out there. It's natural. It's every day. It's not going to hurt us. You know, the solar isn't going to come in and give us cancer, right? You know? So yeah. I think that because these things are coming up, and it all ties in with the green, and it ties in with the, excuse me, the battery, you know, the backups, or you have, I do want to say when you have your whole house backups, you want to be careful. You don't want to, you know, some of them, the generators, not the solar, but the generators, just to put it out there, run off of, I'm sorry, I mean, you run off of, it could be propane or oil or gas. It's better, they have the big battery ones that last for several days.
Yeah, yeah,
so it's
yeah.
much better to have the battery backup. But then when if you have the other backups, just be careful that you're not, you know, having this stuff in your house that it could be, you know, dangerous. So, but okay. that's, we're almost finished our first half of the radio show today. But I think that it's something that's really good to look into. And it's going to be a lot cheaper. Because right now you see even the electric companies fighting with other companies. Have you seen many companies you can buy your electric now through other companies and get a discount? But it's not cheap. It's a lot of money you spend every month for this stuff.
Yeah.
And
Well, and it's good to know. I mean, and like I say, with those programs, I think a lot more people are of necessity having to go solar. I mean, you've just got to, because otherwise, you know, when an electric company has the only game in town, has a monopoly, we know what happens. And
yeah, and
a
they
great
do
option.
Now constantly. And that's just like the you know, the hot water tanks with the solar. When you have solar hot water, you know, many times you can people may take their showers at certain times of the day because they know it may run low. But there's just things they can do, and it's kind of worth it to have it, you know. So because.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like a monopoly with the phones, too. And, but, you know, living in Hawaii, people don't worry about this as much as you do if you're living in other parts of the country or parts of the world and you're freezing, you know, depending on where you are.
That generator idea is a great idea. I mean, especially when you're living in an area, again, East Coast or Midwest where, you know, or even Florida, where you're going to get, you know, kind of these big things that happen, whether it's weather, hurricanes, and to have generators, man, that's huge. It's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very cool.
It is.
Hey,
it's very comforting, huh?
Yeah. Yep, it is. It is very comforting, and it's very necessary. We've been talking to some folks who do a lot of emergency kind of preparedness stuff. In terms of, you know, working in the Philippines, I've been talking to some folks that are over there on Maui who have been working with the Philippines on emergency preparedness in the wake of what they just went through. And there's a lot of things you can do. Ahead of time.
Oh, my God. We could type in. One of the guys that's worked with us for 6 years lived right there in Tacloban, so I know. It's just a mess.
Mm.
Yeah, but, you know, being prepared actually makes a difference in relaxing and covering all your bases versus major emergencies.
Panicking,
right? Yeah.
And or dying, literally. Wow.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. Well, that's good stuff. Again, realtyuniversal.com is the website. Realtyuniversal.com for, you know, all kinds of real estate. You know, when you
we're
go to
gonna
the
do one
page,
more question. We're gonna do one more question, Randy,
okay.
on this, okay? Since it runs
right.
through there. Okay, I don't know. One light. If anybody wants to call in, or you can hear them later, but when light hits a solar cell, electrical current comes from electrons traveling from the N side to the P side along a current, electrons traveling from the N side to the P side along the NP junction, or electrons traveling from the P side to the N side along a current. Because... No, it's just good to pick either one, anyone. But it's just good to know that, people think, oh, I don't need to know science. Well, it's kind of neat, though, when you look at the electrons from the N side to the P side, the N side to the P side along, well, I would say, I don't know, but I would guess.
I have no idea.
I would guess alongside because, and that's what it was alongside. says, when sunlight hits a solar cell, it loosens electrons, creating both free electrons and spaces for electrons to go. Add a path from N to P, and the electrons will follow it, create an electrical current along the path. Well, you know, the biotech and the science, and it's amazing with our technology right now, that's where it's at, you know, to tell the kids to go to school for science and biology and biotech, because we're really at a point in our advancement that we are just like, just that stuff's just taken off, you know? And I just love it because you know how we love God so much, and it's amazing, and it just proves more and more how magically we've been designed, you know, scientifically, magically, like it really is, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. It all ties in, yeah. And it was brilliantly put together. So yeah. We are on this over the first
design.
Half. But, huh? Mm-hmm.
Intelligent design,
what?
You know?
Oh,
intelligent
God, amazing.
Design is everywhere.
Amazing,
yeah.
Isn't it? God's just amazing. Yep, but I'll do one more
absolutely.
One more thing. A solar cell, because this is like our learning channel today, huh? Solar cell can absorb 15 to 20% of the sun's energy because not all wavelengths of light create the right reaction in the cell. There's too much resistance inside the semiconductor in both A and B. So a solar cell can only absorb 15 to 20% of the sun's energy because. Well, why would a solar cell have to say anything about the semiconductor? I don't think that one's right. I'm going to guess not all wavelengths of light create the right reaction in the cell, and I'm wrong. Oh, it's both A and B. There's too much resistance inside the semiconductor, and then not all of them do it. So
both
this is some cool stuff. Mm. I think it's cool because, you know, we can run our cars like this. We don't need gas. We don't need oil, right?
Yeah.
We can.
No.
You know, when you think about this stuff, that it's, you know, kind of cool. So. But everybody out there, if you get a chance to look at this and see how cheap it really is to get a solar system or solar panels, or you can even just start off with a solar water heater. You know, start small, start learning about it, plug it into your green, huh?
Are there websites that you would
tons
recommend versus just
well, Google? No, that's what I was saying at the beginning, that there's loads of places, but I was just saying that we don't like to recommend, you know, unless we're having a speaker or there's something big that, you know that, or we're giving them, they're already doing the business. We don't like to recommend so many. So you can just Google solar equipment. You get so many places, even in your area. Yeah. So that's what I was mentioning in the beginning a little bit, because there's just so many you could, but I don't want to recommend anybody specific. I think it's just the whole, you want to do your research. You want to make sure you're getting credits. That these companies are working with you, and even your electric company is willing to work with you to give you the net metering, et cetera, you know. So, but because it's so easy to find it out there, you know, so much, there's a lot of companies, though, actually. There's some that they were mentioned, I noticed, that were larger than others, and you want to do your own research. So.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Always do that. Always do your own research. Absolutely. RealtyUniversal.com is Natalie's website. Again, Realty Universal Radio, the show. And we are going to take a break. And on the other side, Bob Kittredge is going to join us. And we're going to talk about the new year. We're going to talk about resolutions. We're going to talk about mindsets for success and all of that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds. Still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
Absolutely. Win is what we're talking about. And Randy Zachary here, Realty Universal Radio, the name of the program. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder, with us as well. And we wrapped up the first half of the program, always talking about real estate. And if you've got any more information or want more information, of course, about anything in real estate, go to realtyuniversal.com. And I learned a lot already this first half hour about solar and the programs that make it, you know, affordable, which is awesome, because I do think, Natalie, people have this stigma of, wow, that's, I'm sure that's
exactly
a lot of money.
With
the programs that are out there, man, it's not so bad. So check it out. All right, it's the new year, and I think all of us have, you know, because we're in this Facebook world, we, you know, we see everybody and every program going on and, you know, we're changing, and most of it revolving around some form of weight loss, you know, healthy eating, all of that good stuff. But so the question is, do resolutions really work? If they do, and if it's valid to do that, what are some ways to seriously have lifelong and impacting success in your changing your life for the better? And Bob Kittredge is joining us, and he is the president and COO of Kittredge Connection. He is also a life coach and speaker, founding member of the John Maxwell team. And Bob, I can't think of a whole, other than maybe John Maxwell, I can't think of another guy I'd rather have on to address this at the beginning of the year for us. Thanks for coming on.
Well, you know, Randy, you said you wanted the best, but you got the best available, buddy. So there you go, huh?
Yeah, you know what? No, I've heard you. I remember hearing you on other radio shows last year thinking, man, I've got to get him on Natalie's show, because you not only have the radio pipes, you know, you just sound like a radio guy, but the content is always just really good. And I love it when it's practical, step by step, simple to follow, simple to understand. And and you do that, and I appreciate that. And let's just dive in, man, because you know, it is the first of the year. I think they say, what, 80, 85, 90% of most resolutions kind of poop out after a couple weeks, right? Usually 10 days, 2 weeks. And people are right back
well,
in the same
old
deal.
Yeah, I think the statistic says like February 8th or February 10th, most New Year's resolutions have failed. So maybe they're quit, you've dropped, something like that is what I hear. So what's that, 6 weeks into the new year?
Yeah. Well, and they say, I don't know what the percentage is, again, very high, that you know, most people, it's the same resolution year after year, which, you know, I guess makes sense because honestly, for things that are, you know, for lasting change, let's be honest, sometimes it takes, you know, a year or two or three. I mean, I get that. It can all happen. We all want this microwave society, don't we, where it's fix me now, you know, and it just doesn't happen like that. It takes a while, doesn't it?
Oh, well, and it does. And I think that's, again, that's another one of the fallacies of today is that, you know, 2 minutes, put it in the microwave and it's done, and we expect our life to be the same way. For me, I've been on my growth journey 20 years, you know, and
wow.
And in the last 3 to 4 has been an accelerated, because after a while, it's kind of that compound effect, right? I mean, the things you do become habit, then they build on each other. And of course, then the motivation and the momentum starts going, thus you get greater results.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of, you know, for me, that came from, I kind of think about it, especially this time of year, it's kind of like a road trip. For some of us, we remember maps, right? You know, nowadays
yeah.
It's a GPS. But we got to know where we're starting and we got to know where we're going. Part, I think that, for a lot of people, is they set these resolutions, but they're not a strong enough why behind them, right? I mean, we lost a couple pounds, and we, you know, I mean, that kind of thing. I've got a friend of mine right now that's, boy, stopped smoking, and they're moving on it. But they've done that before, right? I mean, so is it the hype of the new year and everybody's behind them saying, let's go? I think for them, they finally discovered that big enough why, because now they're, instead of just interested, they're committed to actually fulfilling on this goal. And that it's the why that makes the difference. It's not the goal.
Yeah, and it's got to be often an emotional deal. And frankly, without getting too deep into psychobabble, sometimes it takes folks a while and maybe a few years to figure that why out. I mean, I know there are folks, you know, that you and I are involved with that are life coaches and speakers, and even those folks, the why is always kind of in process, right? So it's kind of a changing thing. I think you can find, though, your major why, but it's often an emotional and kind of sometimes deep down thing that you've got to kind of sort through and figure out. And I know there's lots of different processes, and I really want to get to yours because – I know that you have been on this journey. I mean, this is not your first, you know, first New Year's rodeo resolution.
Yeah, when I really look at where I've come from, you know, that kind of starting point, for me, instead of a map or a GPS, it actually started in a jail cell. I mean, that was my, that was kind of my start.
Whoa.
And this was back in the 80s. You know, I basically ran away from my life. I thought there was something better. I moved from where I was at to another town, found a job, and found a roommate, and started to enjoy life. And for the most part of that year, I don't remember because at that time I was either drunk or stoned for most of that year, right?
Wow.
But one night, about 2 a.m. in the morning, coming home, I went to stop at a light. It was yellow. I thought, you know, not yellow, but flashing red. I thought, who's up at 2 a.m. in the morning, right? Went through the light. Well, guess who's up at 2 a.m. in the morning? The only people is law enforcement. And thank God I wasn't, for some reason, and this is where I know that hand of God has been on me, right, is I was not drunk or stoned. But I gave him my registration and stuff, and he came back to the window, and I thought, you know, man, I'm good. He's just going to, you know, let me go with a slap on the hand and stop at the light next time. And he goes back, he says, Mr. Kittredge, are you aware you have a warrant for your arrest?
Whoa.
No, I'm not, right? And I wasn't lying, right? Because I didn't know that. But basically, a year before, I had got stopped for a ticket and had not shown up for court. And I'll tell you, Randy, sitting in the jail cell that night, and this is, I think, one of the things with resolutions and commitments and the difference commitment and, you know, being interested is making a decision, right? Making that decision that's not where I wanted to be. I mean, that is not sitting in that jail cell. And I really had an opportunity that night to look at my life and say, yeah, but guess what, buddy? You know, this is where you're headed. And I'll tell you, I started reading. I started, you know, kind of delving into the personal growth. And you're talking to somebody that, you know, barely made it through high school. And the only time I basically cracked a book is when it fell on the floor and fell open, right? I mean, that was my life in high school. But I started reading. I started studying some of the masters. And it's been a long journey. And it's pretty cool because what I figured out is when you get there, you know, when you finally get there, it's kind of like a road trip, right? When you finally get there, it becomes your new here. I mean, you're at a new location. You're at a new place.
That's good. Yeah.
And that, I think, for me is that's how I deal with people is, great, where are you at? Like, not where you've been, but where are you at? Where are you going? Like, what's the vision of your life? And then let's figure out how to get there, right?
Yeah. See, and I know you do that. And by the way, let me just say again, you know, that folks can get a hold of you on the internet, of course. You can give us the website. Is it the same? Is it like KittredgeConnection.com?
KittredgeConnection.com, that's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So folks can connect with you there. And obviously you do life coaching and all kinds of things. And you're not, again, this day and age, man, there are just, everybody is hanging out their little life coach shingle, you know, I'm a life coach 'cause I went through a 6-week course, but, folks, you're talking here to a guy who's been on this journey, as he said, for 20 years. And, I know that you have a success model. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, and actually it's a program we're just getting ready to launch, but the basis of the program really deals with just like you said, why is it that we can't get to that place we want to be? Why is it we can't fulfill our goals? It all comes down to self-image. And the self-image that we have is kind of like an autopilot on a plane, right? The problem that a lot of times happens is that self-image doesn't match where we want to be. And you're talking to somebody that their self-image was, I don't make a difference, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And so when I look at my life now, you know, I've been married over 30 years, taking me 3 years, 3 times to get there, right? But see, about the time I got to be successful, I would sabotage why? Because I didn't make it. What are you doing? You know, that little guy sits on your shoulder, right? So that's what we deal with in this program is defining that, and not necessarily for it to go away, but knowing and believing now that we can create a new self-image to get us to where we want to be. You know, I look at where I'm at right now and the goals I'm achieving and the things I'm doing. 5 years ago, I'd nowhere near had the self-image to be able to even think about the goals that I'm planning for this year, right? I had no awareness that was even possible for me.
And again, so let me do the math. I'm no math whiz, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night. I can do that math. So 15 years on the journey, and you're saying just in the last 5, after really working at this stuff, you've had some breakthrough and feel like, you know, you're beyond your wild expectations kind of thing. But it took, you know, getting through that 15 years, you know, and I hear this all the time, you know, that you can be successful and, you know, and everybody wants their dreams to come true and they often do, but after years of hard work has been my experience, and it sounds like you're corroborating that.
Well, and you hear that all the time. You know, it took him 15 years to be an overnight success, right? And that's where, it's like all of a sudden these people show up, and they're these big success in whatever field. And really, it's not.
Yeah.
It has taken years and years, and a lot of times, and what I find for me, there's this thing called the terror barrier, right? And that's actually one of our most popular lessons. And that terror barrier is when you start to step out of your comfort zone and out into that growth zone, you know, and that's you got to get out there to really achieve anything. That terror barrier is that uneasy feeling, that fear, that oh, what am I doing, or I can't do all that stuff. See, and you have a choice. Most people, when they hit that terror barrier, it's kind of like a trampoline, pushes them right back into their comfort zone, right? I mean, it does. It just bounces them right. It's like a big old rubber band right back into the comfort zone, and you know, sit down with the TV and start watching that because that's what I've done for 10 years. It's pushing through that terror barrier that then starts to really make the difference in your life. Is that's when that new awareness starts to happen of what's possible.
Yeah. And, like you say, in that sense, and kind of a bizarre twist, that terror barrier, if you embrace it, right, that's, you know, and that's something we don't do. We tend to repel at the first feelings of fear or terror. But if we embrace it and go, you know what, this is a sign I'm on the right path. So this is a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Instead of, it's a door. It's a door to growth, not a wall to be avoided, right? And most people, like you say, the trampoline idea, bam, you into that wall of terror, and it's like, whoa, I'm going back where it's safe. But, you know, it can be a door to this whole new world if you embrace it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, one of the most common things I hear when we start doing it is, well, how am I going to do that? Well, you know, how do I do that? I don't know. If you think about when you go back and think about when you rode a bicycle or learned how to do that, did you know how to do it? You had the ability, you had the you know, the potential, but the only way you knew how to do it was get on it, start pedaling, maybe somebody held on to you for a while or whatever, but then fall off, right? Because you weren't learning how to ride a bike, you were learning something called balance. And that's what. But you didn't know how to do it until you did it. And that's the way we're programmed. We don't know how to do it.
That's good.
I mean, we can have people tell us how to do it, and we still don't know how to do it till we do it, right? But that's one of the most common factors that happens is, well, I don't know how to do that. How do you make in a month what you make in a year? How do you take your business to a different level? How do you, I don't know. And you won't either.
I heard our friend Paul Martinelli once say that. Hey, you figured out how to make whatever you make in a month or in a year. Why can't you do that in a month? Right?
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
And honestly, I had never thought about that till he said that. And I went, wow, man, that's worth thinking about. That's worth figuring out right there.
Wow. So when you look at the goals that you set for a new year, right, has somebody else achieved that goal? I mean, because if somebody else has done it, then it's possible, right? I mean, really.
Yep.
Now, there may be some physical limitations or there may be some education that needs to happen. There may be, you know, some everything else. Part of that is, and here's the real mind-blowing, I think, part of this is, what haven't we done? Like, what is out there that we have not discovered yet? What is out there that you have not been able to do and is not even in your awareness that is possible for you, right? And that's the cool part when we start thinking about that possibility for a new year.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because it is. The mind, and that goes to that whole thing of we use 10% of our mind, yada, yada, yada. And I think that's true in the imagination part of our minds that, you know, we just get in these kind of grooves of this is as good as it gets, you know, Jack Nicholson or whatnot. And man, if we dream and allow ourselves to dream, somebody said, I think Dennis Miller, I heard him recently on his radio show say, you know, basically anybody who says, hey, think out of the box, it's a surefire sign, you know, they live in a box. Well, you know, so the next thing would be, the, you know, to live like there is no box. You know, it's like there are no barriers.
Yeah.
There is no box. Let's just, man, what can you conceive, you know, and achieve? So it's fascinating. So now, can folks, when is your program going to be ready for folks to take part in? Is that coming up pretty soon?
Well, part of it is going on right now, and it is an ongoing program. So there is no start or end date. When you come into the program, you come in at whatever lesson is happening, and then through the program, you'll get all of them. So that's the great part about it is, because they're all so interrelated, there is no start or finish with it. And what we're doing is we're going to build on that as a membership to include some personal coaching, to include some other trainings. So it'll be, but that program is going on right now. It's called the Empowerment Mentoring Program, and it is truly phenomenally life. And that's the one that I actually took part in that has made the largest change in my life. And that's why I knew I had to take it on and share it from my viewpoint, from my story, and share how much it's made a change with me and help other people walk through this same process.
Okay, and they can access that at the website?
There is a page there, and if anything else, there's a phone number, and I can give you that, or, you know, there's email contact on the webpage to register, yep.
Yeah, give us the phone number and then the website one more time.
Great. The website is www.kittridgeconnection.com. Our phone number is 719-633-2097. Now, we're based out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, but the greatest part about our program is most of them are virtual. They're not in person. So we do these no matter where you're at. And then the email is info@kittridgeconnection.com.
Awesome. Hey, I a couple more questions, but I want to – you mentioned Colorado Springs. So you live there?
I do. Yep. My wife and I live here, yes.
One of my new favorite shows is this thing on ID, Joe Lieutenant – homicide hunter, Joe Kenda, and he's out of Colorado Springs. I guess he was a lifelong cop there. And
really?
They've got like a whole – they've got this whole show – of murders that happened in Colorado Springs. Like every week there's a new murder. And I'm like, wow, really? So I didn't think Colorado Springs was that big, but
yeah,
it was pretty fascinating.
I've never heard of that. So yeah, I've never heard of that show. I don't know. And you know, for the most part for us, one of the changes we've made is a lot of that. We don't, I don't listen. I mean,
watch
a
TV.
Lot of the news nowadays and stuff, you know, it's just negative and doesn't add to my life anyway. So.
Yep. You know, I found that out. I found that out during the last election is where it really dawned on me. Because I think, like a lot of people, got really emotionally involved in the last election. All watching the election coverage did was just ruin my day. I mean, I'm talking about the energy that was going back and forth between, you know, the two parties and all of that stuff. It was just... I did the same thing. Even in the height of the election stuff, I used to love to watch Fox News and whatnot, and I like, you know what? It doesn't serve me, man. It just makes me upset, so I'm not watching that stuff.
Well, you know, we've come down to, I mean, society, and this goes down a whole different track, but, you know, I am of the abundance mindset, not the scarcity. And when we have that scarcity mindset, we have to put somebody else down for us to move forward. I don't believe that, and I don't believe in that. So for me, it's just one of the things that I believe in. It's about building others up, and together we can all do better things, right?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. That's so true. That scarcity mindset, you know, people might think, well, it's about money. Well, you know, obviously it applies to money, but it applies to being threatened by somebody else's success. I love that, what you just said, you know. Not to be threatened, but to, you know, rejoice with other people who are succeeding. And there's plenty of abundance and success for everybody, right?
Yeah. And if you're succeeding, how do you reach down and help somebody else succeed? And that's, you know, that's the true leader. That's what I love about being associated with, you know, Paul and John Maxwell and some of those folks. They're not afraid to reach down, grab your hand, and pull you up and show you what they've done, not how to do it, but the pitfalls, the mistakes, the lessons learned, and how then I can use that to move forward in my development in my life.
Speaking of John Maxwell, I'm on your Facebook page right now, and there's a picture that I've seen before, but it got reposted of you and John Maxwell, and you got a bunch of other guys. Looks like Barry Smith and another guy, and you've got these pink shorts on with your dress socks and dress shoes, and then John Maxwell showing some leg. That's an awesome picture, man. How'd that happen?
Well, the background of that coming out now is one of our other mentors, Scott Fay, tonight, sweetspot.com,
oh, yeah.
I don't remember the website, but is launching his best-selling book tonight. So the background of that picture is Bermuda Bob, who's the other gentleman in the picture. You know, we said, what can we do this year that's different at training? And he said, well, we'll just dress up in Bermuda business wear, which, you know, in Bermuda, that's what they wear, the long socks,
really?
The pink shorts, or the Bermuda shorts, a jacket, tie. So what we did is he brought us all shorts and socks and a tie, and so that was the event, and we, you know, of course, John takes pictures, and we jumped all in there with him, and he was laughing so hard, you can tell we kind of had to hold him up so he could take the picture. It was pretty funny.
That is a great picture. By the way, if folks are interested in knowing more about the John Maxwell team, I think you can help them there, can't you, as well?
Oh, we absolutely can. And we will walk them through a process to get the information they need. You know, this is not for everybody, but we've got people that are anywhere from just personal growth and clergy to helping others to their own personal development. But I'll tell you what, and I've been involved in a lot of different programs through my years, this by far has been one of the greatest for me as an impact personally and what I'm able to do with other people to help them achieve their goals. So absolutely, they can contact me on the page, and we will definitely help them get involved. Because we're looking for teammates.
And again,
it's that same, let's build a great team, right?
Yeah, well, what does John say? Teamwork makes the dream work, right? I mean,
and the bigger the dream, the bigger the team.
Bingo. Hey, just got a couple minutes, and I want to again let everybody know they can connect with you, Bob Kittredge, on Facebook, of course, and it's spelled KITTRIDGE, and again, thekittredgeconnection.com, the website as well. All you got to do is Google, like, Bob Kittredge, and he's everywhere. He's all over Google, so check him out there. And again,
we do have a business Facebook page also. Kittredge Connection.
Oh, what,
there's a Facebook page. Our business page is Kittredge Connection.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, cool. So I'm sure you can find out all of that. And again, man, thank you so much for being with us. And again, you've added value as always. Short notice.
Thank you, Bob.
But you rock. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Randy. It's always an honor and privilege, and thanks for having me on. Take care.
Take care.
All right, man.
Everyone out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.